This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio Sport News.
It's in on the MUT Sports Desk this morning. Is Mvelo Hadebe. The time is 8:30. Good morning. Starting off in the Betway Premiership, Mamelodi Sundowns made it 2 wins from 2 Betway Premiership this season after a dominant 4-1 home victory against the Marumo Gallants on Tuesday. The reigning champions showcased their prowess with the goals from Tashreeq Matthews, Equan Reyners, Lucas Ribeiro and Mphelele Mkhuliso, leaving Gallants struggling to keep pace.
Morena, cut back here. Chance for Matthews! We are up and running.
Still in the Betway Premiership, Orlando Pirates trumped the 3-0 over Polokwane City in the Betway Premiership, as evidence Mahopa's late brace shone at Orlando Stadium on Tuesday afternoon. The match started with Pirates asserting their dominance, enjoying 64% ball possession in the first half but failing to break the dreadlock. Despite numerous attempts, both sides went into the break goalless, with Relobogile Mafokeng's creativity and passing being a key highlight for Pirates. The second half came alive in the 55th minute when Monapule Saleng finally puts Pirates ahead, firing a left-footed shot into the top center of the goal after being set up by Mafokeng.
Saleng angles tight, but it's not too tight. Saleng bangs it in past Sapunga.
Still in football news, Bafana Bafana's next 2025 AFCON Cup of Nations qualifier against Congo has been moved from Bloemfontein to Nelson Mandela Bay in Gqeberha. This was confirmed by SAFA CEO Lydia Monyepao during a Heritage Day Pride event organized by Bafana sponsor Freddie Hinch at the Busy Corner in Tembisa on Tuesday. Following a capacity crowd the last time out in Bloemfontein in June, when Bafana beat Zimbabwe by 3-1 in a 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier, Monyenyepao says they were looking forward to returning, but circumstances beyond the SAFA's control forced the venue change.
The match will be taking place at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Gqeberha. And it will be happening on the 11th of October, which is a Friday at 7 p.m. kickoff. The reason why we selected Nelson Mandela Bay, initially we had penciled down Bloemfontein, and we're in advanced talks with the Mangaung municipality to take the game back there, because given, you know, the support that we received in June when Bafana Bafana were playing Zimbabwe, we thought, you know, it's the best atmosphere to give our team, the support that we can give our team, you know, in terms of, you know, getting maximum points at home before they go back, they go out to Brazzaville. But, you know, there were certain issues beyond our control that saw us taking the game away. We were thinking about, you know, the happenings in Mangaung around that weekend, but, you know, things like, you know, the condition of the pitch leading up to the game was not going to be.
And finally, in a hot sport, CAF has decided to delay the start of the group stage in the Champions League for a month. The first round will take place on November 26 up until the 27 instead of October due to the Africa Cup of Nations Championship. The date for the sixth round will be as follows. The first round will be in November 26 to 27, and the second round will be in December 6 and the 8, and the third round will be December 13 to 15, and the fourth round will be in the following year, 2025, from January 3 to January 5, and the fifth round will be in January 10 and 12, 2025, and the sixth round will be in January 17 up until January 19, 2025. The draw will take place the next month, 7 October, in Cairo, Egypt, for the CAF Champions League. That is all from me, Mpoka Pungani. I'll bring you more of this tomorrow morning, same time, same place. For MUT Radio Sports News, I am Mvelo Hadebe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.